Welcome to North Christian Church's audio blog. I'm Pastor Ed Collins, the author of this blog. This week's blog, dated March 29th, 2024, is titled Tough Love. I often teach about abiding in the sphere of God's love, or more succinctly, abiding in the sphere of God. They are, in fact, the same reality, but when I add the word love to the idea, something wonderful seems to wash over my brothers and sisters in the faith. And it never gets old. For example, I once wrote a blog titled The Sphere of God, linked here, that you might be encouraged by after reading this one. 1 Corinthians 16, 13-14 reads, "Be watchful, stand firm in the faith, act like men, be strong. Let all that you do be done in love." You know, the past few blogs have been somewhat difficult to write and based on feedback from those who read them, somewhat difficult to absorb. Why? Well, for starters, the spirits had me use God's word to cut right to the chase without any hesitation or apology. I do this confidently knowing that it is not my teaching ministry that truly matters to you. It's that of the Spirit of Christ's. Hebrews 4:12-13 reads, "For the word of God is living and active, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing to the division of soul and of spirit, of joints and of marrow, and discerning the thoughts and intentions of the heart. And no creature is hidden from his sight, but all are naked and exposed to the eyes of him to whom we must give an account." While I won't apologize for writing challenging blogs, I will share this. Just remember that they go through me long before they get to you. They marinate in my soul for hours, days, weeks, and sometimes even months before the Holy Spirit asks me to write them down. While the process is painful, is often painful, we know from Holy Scripture that sanctification has beautiful outcomes. Hebrews 12:11 reads, "For the moment, all discipline seems painful rather than pleasant. But later it yields the peaceful fruit of righteousness to those who have been trained by it." This is my motivation. I love you enough to give you the truth. I believe in my heart that this is what Christ wants for you. So I do it. I carry this cross. Look, no violins playing or fishing for sympathy here. I think about what Jesus once said to the Apostle Peter shortly after his incredible words of encouragement, quote, "And I tell you, you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church," Matthew 16:18. He then later said, quote, "Get behind me, Satan. You are a hindrance to me, for you are not setting your mind on the things of God, but on the things of man," Matthew 16:23. Do you think that was painful for Peter to hear? Was it not the truth? John 8:31-32 reads, "So Jesus said to the Jews who had believed him, 'If you abide in my word, you are truly my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free.'" On the front page of the North Christian Church website, there is a verse that has been there for a very long time. In fact, at our last physical location, this same verse was stenciled on the first wall a person would see as they entered the foyer. 1 Timothy 1:5 reads, "The aim of our charge is love that issues from a pure heart and a good conscience and a sincere faith." My dear friend, when I am called to write difficult blogs, last week's comes to mind, All Things Are Lawful, linked here, please never forget that I do so out of love for you. If I didn't love you the way I do, I wouldn't have the strength to post these. Trust me. You know, tough love is one thing above all others, love. 1 John 4:16 through 21 reads, "So we have come to know and to believe the love that God has for us. God is love, and whoever abides in love abides in God, and God abides in him. By this is love perfected with us, so that we may have confidence for the day of judgment, because as he is, so also are we in this world. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear. For fear has to do with punishment, and whoever fears has not been perfected in love. We love because he first loved us. If anyone says, I love God and hates his brother, he is a liar. For he who does not love his brother, whom he has seen, cannot love God, whom he has not seen. And this commandment we have from him, whoever loves God must also love his brother. Thanks again for listening. If you enjoyed this, please visit us at nccdighton.org. That's nccdighton.org. Until next time, God bless and have a wonderful day in God's matchless grace.